I'm Rhonda McBride, your host for Juno Afternoon for this Friday. And I want to welcome Taylor Vidic. You just heard her love song and lament for those tourists. And she and dozens of other performers did use CARES Act funding to produce some videos. And she joins us now to follow up on how this program worked. But first, Taylor, I've got to ask you a love song for the tourism industry. You know, it almost reminds me of another Juno artist, Kristi Nami Eriksson, when she came out with that poem. It was the theme of it was that the budget is an expression of love, kind of a love letter to the public. And sounds like this was a love letter to the tourists.
A bit. I want to say putting my name next to Kristi Eriksson's feels that I don't, that makes me feel lots of things. She's incredible. So the fact that you'd even use me in the same sentence as her. I would say I wanted to talk about my relationship with the tourism industry, which I love. I've worked in tourism for the last 6 years. I plan to likely make my career out of it. Sharing this place with visitors is one of my favorite things to do. And I will say that when I got this summer off and I got to hike, even though it was rainier than it's been in a long time, you know, I got to enjoy my summer in a way that I haven't since I turned 21. So it was bittersweet to no longer have the income or the output that tourism gave to me, but it definitely made me realize some things, made me realize how important our time is, you know?
So you and other art performing artists put together videos, and it seems like they're kind of an investment. I mean, they probably gave you a little bit of income, but maybe they'll help you draw more money in the future.
We like to look at our show. So we had 25 videos made by, we reached out to 20 different artists, and then with the folks that they included to make their videos, we had 78 people participate in creating From Juno with Love, which aired December 18th. And we did do it with help from a CBJ COVID-19 Juno Artworks grant. We were able to create these videos and we were able to pay the artists. And granted, it was not what they are worth, but it was still something, especially when all of us haven't been able to perform for the last 9, 10 months, you know? And not only that, we're all eager to produce things and to give people art and show people art and to share that space with them. So not only did they get that video, but maybe they got to meet new artists or they got to see artists that they hadn't met before. I just said the same thing twice. This is so much stranger to do over Zoom with you, but
it is. It is a little different. But you know, I think we're hearing your message, and you know, it is different for people, but a little money is better than no money, and perhaps this money might help in the future. Do you see that as a possibility, that having done these videos, that they might have some legs?
I mean, I got to work with Sydney Akagi and produce a music video, which I've done light versions of music videos before, but this is the first time I've spent half a day filming, and she put in dozens of hours of editing, and I went into the Juno Radio Center and got to record some of the audio there. So just having a reason and an opportunity to produce art of a higher quality, you might say, was super fun. And the pieces that the other artists produce, I was drooling for many of them. I fell in love with several of the people that performed that night. So,
well, you've got a sample for us, Taylor. You picked out, I know you had lots of good choices. It's hard to pick one, but one of those videos was a rap video made by, it's called Tranquility. So what's the backstory on that one?
Well, you're going to have to reach out to Arias Hoyle to ask him for that. But it's the first video that we received when we started getting the submissions from all of these artists. And we watched it and all of our jaws just hit the floor, me and my production team, Kelsey Riker and Joshua Midget. And we just thought, oh my gosh, if this is what's coming our way, this show is going to be ridiculous. So Arias and both TJ are incredible to work with. And Arias just dropped a new EP, or maybe a whole album. It was a whole album. He just dropped it. It's on iTunes, Spotify, I believe. So the song's just a really good taste of what he has to offer. He's only 19 years old, which is absolutely nuts. He is, I'm almost positive he's performed at KTO before. I'm just excited that we got to be a small blip on his journey. And TJ's a local music teacher. They're just quite the duo.
Well, Well, let's take a listen.
Great.
Tranquility is a powerful thing, man. You'll achieve it. You just gotta die first.
I'ma say, namaste, do not resuscitate, cause I don't wanna stay. Namaste, I'ma say, namaste, honestly, I've gone astray, he's lost his way, yet the ancestors still with me, so I've achieved tranquility, I just gained an ability, I have complete tranquility. Here, crystal clear as a pure stream. We disappear, dismissal of fear, your dream. A free spirit who steers clear of the fear we. I feel curious, it's queer, yet it cures me. Gave from my blessings, I'm positive destined. Being courageous, contagious, I'm positive testing. Deposited checks into my check-in, I reckon. My life's been directed by economic monarchs from heaven.
So it doesn't quite do it justice to not be able to see the video, but those lyrics are just great. And I noticed that they're sort of COVID-inspired, you know, running commentary on COVID, but very entertaining. So if you do want to see the videos, is there a place that you can go check those out?
Yeah, the JAC, the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, put together a virtual gallery. And so there you can find the link to our main show, which is on my YouTube page. And then from there, in the bio, we have a program that we built. I say we, it was Joshua Midget built it, but it has links and contact information for every single one of the artists that participated. So Arius has his own YouTube page, so you can find the video there, and you can find access to all of the artists that performed at From Juno With Love.
So you probably just heard our last interview that there's still a lot of uncertainty about what to expect for the coming tourism season. So how are you preparing and other artists?
That's a good question. I have found that Juno, more than even other communities in Alaska, there's been no live music played just because we're all being so careful, which is incredible. I'm so thankful to be in a city that is taking this as seriously as they are. Maybe it will look like us trying to do another show like this down the road. As soon as it got done, you know, there was a bit of a come down because we were all working so hard and there was so much excitement. And then there wasn't even an after party, right? Like the show ended, we closed our laptops and we were just like, shoot, do we order Domino's now, I guess? So I'd like to think that down the road we'll be doing another show. I'm very thankful. My co-producer, Kelsey Riker, she moved to town from Pennsylvania. We met in Skagway and we've been performing together for a couple of years. And I convinced her to move to Alaska when the pandemic hit. Because Alaska, at a time like this, there's a lot more space than there is in Pennsylvania, right? So she's here and she is one of the most incredible performers that I've ever been able to know. And I get to live with her, which is just fabulous. I hope she agrees with that. But she's in town and her and I are collaborating often and dreaming and scheming. And I know that some of the other artists, most of them were fired up by this process as well. So we're all learning, you know, how to edit videos and how to record ourselves and how to record each other and help each other out. So
Now you know the process of producing a video and what you have to do to get ready. Because your video, Sydney, is it Akagi?
Akagi.
Akagi. Sorry, yes. I didn't pronounce that right. I mean, that's an exquisite video. It's really well done. And so are those, many of the others.
Yeah, thank you. The Alaskan Hotel and Bar was very kind to let us in for the day. Actually, a couple of videos were filmed at the Alaskan. It was nice to get to visit some of these venues. And I don't know, it was very surreal to stand up there on the stage by myself singing to an empty bar when a year before I was singing to a full Alaskan. So it has me looking forward to the future, I suppose.
Well, I was kind of excited by the Juno Symphony concert. You know,
I saw clips. Did you watch it? It was so stunning.
I watched it.
Oh my gosh. I got to figure out how we're going to be invited to the slam, because those videos were so stunning. That one guy put a horse head on at one point while playing his horn. It was too much.
And the lighting in there is so beautiful, and the acoustics. So who knows? Maybe this summer there will be something new to look forward to. I hope so. But how are you managing, and some of the other artists, you know, financially?
You know, the unemployment was real. I think I spent 12 months without full-time work because the season ended. And then right when I planned to start working again, as well as all my other folks in tourism, you know, the season didn't start and there were no jobs. So I did not plan to be in Juneau throughout the summer. I did not plan to be in Juneau right now. I just posted on Facebook though, that through finishing out the year with this show, and I got to work with artists that I've never met. It really added a spot of light to a hard year.
Well, thank you for Taylor, for being a spot of light on our program today. Mm-hmm. Great to hear about kind of the impacts that this grant program has had. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear from Tekla Waterfield. Now, do you remember her? She appeared at the Juneau Folk Festival. Pretty much the fans there watched her grow up on the stages of Centennial Hall, and that happens a lot in Juneau. That's one of the beautiful things about the festival. But she and her husband, Jeff Fielder, have released a new album, Trouble in Time. And yeah, it's a COVID chronicle, but it's also music that Jeff and Tekla say is meant to heal. So when we come back, Tekla and Jeff will talk about their latest passion projects. Now, this is one of their new songs. It's called Thief.
From me.